Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
227 brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. So I got two things going on here. Steelers blow out the Browns. AFC North ecosystem remains the same. There's the Steelers and Ravens at the top, and then the Browns and Bengals at the bottom of the heap. Cleveland can't even play competitive games against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, blown out by nearly identical scores by both teams, and that's always fun to laugh at the Browns. But there's also the very real problem of now having to replace Devin Bush, who's out for the year at inside linebacker. Mark Caboli joins us right now, Steelers insider. He was at the game yesterday. He watched it. Mark, where do you think the Steelers go from here? With Bush out, what do you think they'll try to do, and how much confidence do you have in it working?
Hey, Andrew, it's like the worst nightmare come true. I've been harping on this for 6 months that the one thing that they were in trouble of is they lost Devin Bush, and here we go, a month into the season, losing Devin Bush. I think they have no choice but to go with Spillane early, see what he can do. I'm not quite sure if he's a three-down back, how he's a three-down linebacker, as he suggested. I think they have to look what they did, 17 when Shazier got hurt, have a guy basically first, second down, then have somebody, if it's a Marcus Allen, if it's a Cam Sutton, whoever it is, play some third down roles. That's not going to totally alleviate him from coverage responsibility, Spillane, but I think that's the way you have to go right now. I don't think they have really any choice. You're not going to trade for anybody. If you're bringing somebody off the street as a free agent, it's going to take him weeks upon weeks to get ready for this. So they really have painted themselves in a hole where, teams are now going to be able to scheme against Robert Spillane and Vince Williams in the passing game, early third downs, early first downs, tight end type of passes where they're forcing them into matchups. So that's the biggest concern for me.
Mark, here's maybe an out-of-the-box idea. Terrell Edmonds comes down and plays linebacker in some sort of hybrid role, and Sean Davis steps back in as a safety for this team since there's some familiarity there.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, Edmonds, I wouldn't think it would be more of a linebacker-type role more than what he's doing that right now, which is a lot of in-box type of stuff. I wouldn't think Deshaun Davis would go back there. I think maybe Hilton Sutton could swing around in that certain kind of role right there. That's always a possibility, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot of trial and error, I think, right now. And to be honest with you, this defensive staff with Butler and Carroll Austin, they've been pretty doggone good this whole year, calls and stuff like that. They're going to have to come up with some plan here, some sort of mishmash to be able to do this, because one guy is not going to be able to fill what Devin Bush was capable of doing. And I get a little concerned with, the scheme. They knew what they were doing. I mean, they knew what plays were coming. They knew what was working. Everybody had a role. Now everybody's not going to have a role. There's going to be a bunch of, like I said, hodgepodge in here until they figure it out, and I think it's going to be a concern.
Mark, from what you know about the Steelers' defense, from everything you've been told, how important is the guy who gets the defensive call and is the defensive quarterback? Is that a really important role, or do we make too much of it on the outside?
I think we make too much of it. I mean, worst comes to worst, I mean, they did this in years past. Guys will wear armbands, and they'll take everybody will look to the sidelines, and they'll flash to 7 or 8 or whatever, and they flip over in their armband to see what play call it is. I think more of the issue is some of the stuff at post-snap, you know, stuff that, like, Mark Barron really struggled at last year of making communication while the play is going on. I think that's more critical than just getting the guys lined up. I mean, even if Spillane doesn't get lined up in the proper place, mm-hmm. you have Vince Williams right next to him and say, no, buddy, we're doing this, this, and that. So I don't really think that's a huge deal with such a veteran type of defense have been together probably now, 19, 20 games.
Okay.
Mark, are the Steelers guilty of being deficient in terms of how they stocked that position behind Devin Bush in terms of, you know, there being no real quality depth there?
It's tough because, you know, in the salary cap era, you can't have quality replacements everywhere. I mean, I'm sure they would have loved to have brought somebody in, but you look what some of those inside linebackers got paid, even the, you know, not so good ones in the off season, sort of like mm-hmm. Joe Schobert and stuff like that. That's pretty rich. You know, that's pretty rich price tag for a team that spends to the cap already. So I think they were expecting a little bit more out of Ulysses Gilbert, even though I don't know how, because he's only had 0 career snaps at defense. I don't know
Mark, what happened there? Because I'm so happy you just brought his name up, Gilbert, because guys, I'm not saying you necessarily, but other people around the team that were there at training camp said, this guy's made a big jump from year one to year two. They trust the player. They believe he's a better guy. And then he never dresses on game day. Yeah. Spillane leapfrogged him. What happened to Gilbert?
I don't know. He looked decent in training camp. I think it's, you know, the mistakes, I would imagine that some of the mistakes he made, that they don't trust him out there. Mind you, I mean, he'd come from a MAC school just like Spillane, and he really didn't have no more than a half a year of special teams work. So it was pretty lofty expectations to have him coming in. I'm surprised he's not getting, you know, the helmet, so to speak. I thought he would be a pretty decent special teams contributor. I mean, at this point, they draft 48 players, and he can't be one of those guys. It's kind of crazy. So maybe he is part of the plan. As I said, those 10, 12, 15, 19, as I like to call them, LJ Fort snaps in the past, maybe he's that guy that can fill that role. Like, but it's going to be trial and error. They don't know right now.
Mark, people, some are telling me, this is social media, so take it with, you know, an iceberg-sized grain of salt, that, you know, well, Devin wasn't having a good year. He didn't have big splashy plays, you know, not big gaudy numbers. He got, you know, beaten like a drum by the Broncos in week 2. Like, people are trying to convince me that it's not that big of a loss. Tell me from your bird's eye view, why Bush was so important to this defense?
Huge, significant loss. I mean, we're talking about the guy that literally took all of the pass coverage responsibilities away from Vince Williams. That's why you didn't see him coming up with big plays. He's covering down the field. And when I said before, everybody then has a role of what they're able to do. And they knew that Devin Bush was going to be able to drop into coverage. And, you know, he's not going to shut down Noah Fant all the time, but he's by far their best coverage linebacker. And I would much rather have him on, you know, a guy like Keenan Allen from a couple of years ago than Vince Williams. So I think he played a significant role in, even if he wasn't making those splash plays, but he did make a couple splash plays. I mean, he's made a couple where I think he raked a ball out of the Texans tight end's arm in the end zone. Thought he was I mean, he's made plays, but I think the big thing is everybody had a specific role. And they knew what his role was, and they knew what he did best. And even if you don't think he was having a great year, it was, you know, wait until you put Vince Williams, who's really not that bad, but somebody of that caliber in that role consistently, then you'll start to say, wow, Devin Bush was really missed.
Mark, do you think that their experience as a team, as a franchise, but specifically the persons involved with coordinating that defense and putting it all together. Do you think having some of the experience for some of those guys replacing Shazier or dealing with that midstream could help them to any degree in this particular instance?
Yeah, I think the one guy that didn't have any experience doing that was Terrell Austin, who is their defensive assistant. I forget what his actual title is, but he's very significant in what the Steelers have been able to do. Maybe he has a plan that is a little bit better than what they have. But when you look back at that with the Shazier, we're talking about pulling Sean Spence off the street.
Yep.
We're talking about
Mike Mitchell was back there too, Mark, and he sucked.
Right. And, you know, we love him, but they ask Arthur Most to move from outside to inside for one game. And if you get Arthur on anytime soon, ask him how that went, because he was moved back on the outside quite quickly.
Yep.
Before they then brought in, I believe, L.J. Fort and started to work him in a little more. What I'm getting at is I think they have more talent to work with right now. I'm not ripping on you, Moats. Moats was good at what he did on the outside, but forcing him inside was just playing him out of position. But I think they got better talent right now at that position to be able to make it work a little better.
Give me a Mark Caboli highlight from yesterday's game that if you weren't at the game, you didn't see. Maybe something in the press box, maybe something on the Zoom calls, maybe a little tete-a-tete, little situation between reporters. Give us something that the casual Steelers fan watching at home would not have been able to pick up on from yesterday's game, Mark.
So you're saying off the field?
Could be anything. Maybe something you saw involving the game.
I'll tell you one. I followed Brian Bacco into the stadium before the game, and it was like he was a lost puppy. He didn't even know how to, like, take his temperature. He didn't know how to open his computer bag. And I'm just looking at him saying, buddy, if it's like the first time you're allowed out of the house in the first 2 months, he was just so disheveled of what to do or where to go. And I thought it was like the first time that he was at Heinz Field. You know, I was here a couple of weeks ago. I'm thinking, wow. Mm. Plus he had a really, really weird looking, what do you call those bandanas over your face? I mean, he very much looked like Coach Randy. That's what he looked like.
All right, Mark, great stuff. That was a good nugget. We'll definitely bring that up later in the week. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.